Hello there, buckaroos. This is Ken Maynard at the Diamond Cage. And that was Tarzan joining me and saying, welcome to the tack room. You know, cowpokes, as a general rule, are quite easy going. They take things as they come. And living close to nature as they do, they know there's not much they can do about some things, except to make the best of them, which is a pretty good rule to follow. I suppose luck has something to do with the way things turn out for us, but some of us make our own luck, good or bad. I remember one time down in Texas, an old-timer had been digging down there for a long time for some lost gold. He'd practically dug his own grave. But one day, a shabby old Mexican came walking by, and he stood off for a while, keeping his distance, watching the old-timer dig. Finally, he spoke. "Senor," he called, "is this what you're looking for?" "Wait a minute," said the old-timer, coming over to take a look. "Crying out loud, where'd you get this?" "Why, right here," said the Mexican. "I picked it up here, out of this old saddlebag." But before he could reach down again, the old-timer brushed him aside to grab for himself. But all he found was a nest of tumblebugs, and he started hopping around complaining like everything. But that didn't bother the Mexican any. "Guess it wasn't intended for you," he said, "nor for me either." And he shuffled off without even asking for the return of the gold piece he'd found. Yes, they say one man's gold is another man's poison. There's a heap of truth in it, as you'll find out when I tell you about the skeleton in the well.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond Cave Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond Cave are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, while Ken's getting ready to spin his newest Wild West yarn for you, here's something for you buckaroos to think about. Remember I told you what every cowboy's favorite pastime is? Well, after the chores are done, whether it's watering the horses or pitching hay or rounding up the cattle, the boys just kind of drift together to chat a bit, and the first thing you know, one of them's telling us stories. Why, cowboys just love a good story, and that's why we think you'll get a big kick out of having a set of real Western stories to hear any time you have your chores done. I'm talking about the record album of Ken Maynard Wild West Stories. It's a beautiful album, all in color, with two of Ken's favorite stories inside on two big 8-inch unbreakable records, with pictures of Ken and Tarzan right on the records. And best of all, these records are personalized, made for you with a personal message from Ken to you right on the record. When you put the needle down on the record, you'll hear Ken say,
"Hello there, Jimmy. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
Yes, Ken will call you by name, whatever your name is, and he'll tell you two complete, exciting stories. Why, you'll be the talk of your neighborhood, buckaroos. And do you know how you can get this Diamond K record album? Just send your name and address with a dollar to Records in Care of this station. The record's a standard 78 RPM speed for the regular kind of record player that everybody's been using for years. And say, you'll play your records over and over again. Now, here's Ken.
Well, buckaroos, tighten your belts around that K-shirt of mine that I hope you're wearing. Let's get on with the story. Back at time, I don't remember how many years, one of the mines was shipping a load of silver. You know, we get to talking so much about gold, we're apt to forget at times that silver is worth quite a bit, too, especially when it comes in the quantity we're talking about at the moment. There were 6 burloads of the stuff in the shipment, enough to attract more bandits than buzzards to a dead carcass. The bandits made short work of guards and were going for cover when the rangers began to catch up with them. The armors were driving those burros for all they were worth, bags of silver bouncing around like crazy as if to spill all over the desert. Well, the bandits saw they could never get away the way things were, so they dumped the whole load, mules and all, down a deep well. Of course, buckaroos, you can imagine what that fall, with all that weight, did to those burros. They were really quiet when the rangers passed by. Now, one of those rangers became a smart businessman, either intentionally or unintentionally. Anyway, he helped to buy up the land on which the well was located. Now, I don't know how many years it was before this fellow got around to giving that well the attention it deserved. It could be he was biding his time, waiting until everyone had forgotten the incident, if anybody had ever heard of it. Anyway, 6 burros with their legs buckling under a load of silver have got to go somewhere. And even out in the open, there are just so many places where they can go. But don't get me wrong, buckaroos. It could be that the whole thing was just a happenstance, and what resulted can be classified as luck, either way you want to put it. So it was that this ex-ranger fella finally got around to giving that well the attention it deserved. Well, folks, you'll just have to excuse me from my story for a minute, because I want to sit back and get comfortable. Speaking of comfort, you know, if a man doesn't feel comfortable, he just can't do his best at work or play. And just for your information, I feel my best when I'm dressed comfortably. You know, my favorite outfit, whether I'm working or just loafing around, is my K-shirt and a pair of jeans. And you'd be surprised how many buckaroos are agreeing with me. Kids all over the country are riding in asking me for a K-shirt like mine. I've told you about it before. It's a comfortable cotton shirt made like a T-shirt in the color of desert sand, with my own Diamond K brand in bright red on the front, and Tarzan and me looking right at you. If you want to join the fellows and girls that are wearing my own private K-shirt, all you got to do is send me your name and address. Tell me what sizes you wear, sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and enclose a $1 bill for the fellow that makes them. Pretty fancy shirt for just a dollar. You'll get a lot of wear out of your K-shirt, too, because it's fine quality cotton, and the blazing colors are put on by the special hand-screen process. So send today. Be sure to send your name, your address, and your size to K-Shirt, care of this station, and slip in that little old $1 bill. Your shirt will be sent to you, postage prepaid, from Hollywood. Now back to the story. We're just about to do some investigating of a well that had been involved in some rather strange doings. Well, this ex-ranger fellow got a bunch of Mexicans and set them to cleaning out the well. Of course, you know, folks, when wells dry up, they begin to fill up with dirt and such. And during the years, it can pile up mighty high. So these Mexicans were digging and digging away, hauling the dirt away in buckets, and it was mighty slow work. Too slow for a man who was paying them. Well, they'd been digging for a long time, and they were raising a huge pile of dirt near the top of that well, when one day, and it really was a hot one, one of the Mexicans who was digging at the bottom let out an unearthly yell, and he bounded out of that well so fast you'd have thought he'd been shot from a cannon. Well, of course, word got to the ranger, and he lost no time getting down there. The Mexicans were crossing themselves and shaking their heads and pointing to the mouth of the well. And eventually the boss man got out of them that the diggers had come across some bones. Of what species, he didn't say. The ex-ranger didn't seem to be surprised. In fact, those who were there swear he looked a bit pleased. Anyway, it didn't take long to get down that well. When he came up, he was really smiling. Said there was a lot of digging to be done yet. And was even willing to double the wages of the diggers if they'd get back on the job. Which they did, crossing themselves and mumbling, Madre mia. You couldn't drag that ranger away from that hole after that. He camped there all night, not only to guard the diggings, but to keep the Mexicans from running away. Guess that extra pay didn't seem quite as important when the sun went down. Well, it was slow work, because the hole, getting as deep as that was, made it take longer to haul the buckets to the top. And the ranger went through every bucket with a fine-tooth comb, getting more impatient all the time. He insisted upon searching the clothing of the diggers every time they came up for a mite of fresh air and to get some of the dust out of their lungs. Finally, the ranger couldn't wait any longer. He made all the Mexicans get out of the well and start digging himself, acting almost like a crazy man, screaming and yelling at the Mexicans to get out of the well, empty them and get down faster and faster. Then the Mexicans heard him cry out. And strange sounds like laughing and talking. Well, they just lit out like so many jackrabbits, leaving their boss man down the well. But it didn't seem to bother him any. He was having a good time of it, laughing, talking to himself, and fondling the silver bars. His pick had at last uncovered them. Yes, buckaroos, I'd say he was enjoying himself a lot, figuring to himself just how many bars of silver would be in that load of six jacks, and laughing like a madman, digging and digging for more bars, brushing the dirt away, cursing whenever he uncovered bones instead of silver, and then a strange thing happened. One of those bones started to grow and grow until it was a skeleton, a human skeleton, as tall as he was. And they stood there in the well, toe-to-toe, staring at each other. And the skeleton kept growing and growing, higher and higher, until it was all 40 feet tall. And the ex-ranger was so scared, all he could do was stand and shake. He tried to cry out, but he had no voice. And his hands and arms, his whole body went numb. And all the while, the skeleton was growing and growing. And then the ranger began to get his voice back, weak at first, but then he began to yell for the Mexicans to haul him up, but they were gone, and there was no one at the top of the well. He began to yank frantically at the rope, but all he did was to pull the loose rope down to him. He thought he would go insane, as he kept yelling and yanking at the rope. And all the time, the skeleton was growing taller and taller. Well, buckaroos, there's no telling what would have happened in the end if that rope hadn't been attached to the spindle they used in hauling up the buckets. The ranger would have been trapped down there forever. He saw then that his only way out was to climb up that skeleton. Well, breathing heavily, he climbed up that rope and out of the well and fell panting on the ground. He was so weak and frightened, all he could do was lie there. And that's where they found him later. He couldn't ride, so they draped him over a horse and hauled him home, where he died. Funny thing, but do you know no one ever expressed any interest in the silver after that? Yes, sir, buckaroos. One man's silver can be another man's poison, and maybe that old Mexican I was telling you about showed good sense in saying, what's not intended for you, you shouldn't bother about.
Well, Ken, that was a very unusual and interesting story. And you know, when you finish a story like that, I just keep wishing there was more, because I really go for a good Western story. And I'll bet you young buckaroos listening feel a lot like I do. You never get enough of hearing good stories. And that's why I think if you haven't already ordered your Diamond K record album of exciting Ken Maynard stories, you're losing time. You could be enjoying them. You know, this beautiful colored album contains two complete, big, 8-inch, pure vinylite, absolutely unbreakable records of regular 78 RPM standard speed. And don't forget, they're made just for you with a personal message from Ken Maynard, Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Wait till you hear Ken call you by name. He'll say,
hello, George. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you.
Yes, sir. Ken will call you by name no matter what your name is, right on the record. That's how they're personalized for you. It's the biggest value I know of for just a dollar. Two records in an album. Two complete Wild West stories. Pictures of Ken and Tarzan inside and out. And a very interesting story about Ken on the back, too. All this for just a dollar. So send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this station. Your album will be mailed postage prepaid right from Hollywood. But be sure your name is in the letter, your first name, so Ken can say hello to you. Don't wait any longer to get in on all this fun. Now here's Ken to tell you about his next exciting story.
Well, buckaroos, I hope you enjoyed this story. Sorry I can't tell you what happened to that 40-foot spook. I suppose that's what folks would call a tall story. Anyway, there are those who will vouch for it. Be that as it may, there's quite a lesson in it if you'll only profit by it. Now, until next time, this is your old saddle pal, Ken Maynard and Tarzan, saying so long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy, stunt rider, and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Now, we hope that you're one of the regular visitors to Ken's Tack Room. You know, the door's always open at the Diamond K Ranch every weekday. So invite your friends to come along for a trip into the adventures of the wild, wild West. And we bet Mom and Dad will enjoy these stories, too. Ken Maynard, you know, is a real riding, roping, shooting cowboy who's traveled all over the world looking for excitement and lost treasure, starring in circuses and rodeos as well as his own motion pictures. And he's just chock full of rootin' tootin' stories. Ken will be looking for you. Tales from the Diamond K was produced and transcribed in Hollywood.